Yes. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Made with Love. I am the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer. You know? Shout out to you, shout out to Anchor, shout out to Spotify. It is February the 7th. February 7th, 2024. And time is fucking moving. Time is moving, y'all. It's doing more than fucking moving. At this point, it's fucking it's portal hopping and shit. You feel me? But I just came on here. I feel some type of way, y'all, and I feel like I know that this is the only place that I can get my shit off because this is my shit. I don't know who the fuck gonna listen to this. Who listen to this? Who listens to this? Should I say? And I know y'all, if you're a loved one and you've been with us getting this shit out the mud, I know you hear the difference. And I told you I was going to invest in myself some more. And I got some fucking new equipment. I don't know how the fucking buttons is doing me right now, but it's really just like, fuck it. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. I'm feeling some type of way. It's February the 7th, and I just needed to get this up off my chest. And this might just even be like a pay, they will pay you to forget your dreams part two. Because it's along the lines of just dreaming. You feel me? And yeah. So as right now, I would have been at work. I would have been at work. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I would have already been at work. And unfortunately, I'm not able to go to work at this time because they don't have any fucking vehicles. Where I work at is a it used to be a prestigious career environment. If you see somebody with that uniform on, you automatically knew they getting money, they got a good ass job. But that was like years ago. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't got nothing to do with today. Today they don't even really hire career employees to make you feel as though you're a part of it, that you're going to be a part of it, that you can invest in yourself and invest your time with them to make something greater for you in at a later date, at a retirement date. But all that shit is like bullshit. Everywhere I fucking work at, it's bullshit. I've been in the game. I've worked a lot of places, you know. Some I really enjoyed at first. And the rest, I just knew it was just something just to pass some time. You know, the plan B to make the plan work, A work. That's what I used to say. That's the plan B to make the plan A work. But today I feel some fucking type of way because not at the system, not at the job, not at the, you know, the coworkers, not at the employees, like nothing, but at my fucking self because I'm out here being so fucking scared to really do me, yo. It's just take a fucking risk. Take another risk. I took a risk moving during the pandemic and all that shit worked out for me. I had to come home just to be with my family for a second, but I took a risk and I know we're taking a risk. I know when I take a risk on myself, I'm gonna be okay by me taking that real big first risk that I've ever took out of the blue. No plan, just straight faith in myself, faith in my optimism, faith in God, my higher power. I just have faith. So right now I'm kind of disappointed in myself because I have not exercised using that faith again, like I know I can and like I know I want to. And I keep being like happy-go-lucky being at these fucking jobs, and these jobs is just bullshit. I see a lot of people make money off their voice. They get on the internet. And I don't want to say make money like I actually know how much money they're making. But I know that they're taking a risk or taking a chance or taking advantage of the opportunity to make some more money outside of being in the system, outside of working in the system, a 9 to 5, 2 to 8, 8 to 6:30, 9 to 9 in the morning, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., all those type of schedules. You know what I'm saying? For somebody else, for another system. I'm fucking tired of it. it irks my fucking nerves. I don't know if it's just where I'm at in my life right now that I'm even more aware of it, that I don't need to be there. I don't have many distractions. I don't know how, I'm not in a relationship. I'm single. I don't have any kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any brothers and sisters that I need to depend on or that depend on me. I don't have any, I got a godchild, but she's pretty much cool. I'm you know what the godparenting is, If all else fails, I'm around and I accept that responsibility. I'm an aunt, but not like that. My biological family, they out there and they live in Philly, and y'all know my adoption story, a little bit of it, and that's that. But far as just me, it's just me. I have a mom and dad, but my father, he pretty much he take care of his wife. I don't get in between that. I take care of my mom, which is his wife. So I don't get in between of trying to hold them down, because I've been blessed with parents that did what they supposed to do at my age. That work for them to be set up here. But me, on the other hand, it's just fucking me. And I need to take a stance. Like, I've been taking a stance in my health. It's just a lot right now, loved ones. The neighborhood love gang, y'all know what I call y'all, but I'm just here really to get some things off my chest. I don't really know what the fuck this episode will be called. I'm not sure what it'll be called, but I'm just gonna get some things up off my chest. And this is my safe space. This is my safe space that I created for me. And if you wanna listen to it, you wanna listen to it. If not, at this point, I don't even give a fuck. I don't even expect the people that I expected to used to listen to my shit. I don't even expect them to listen to my shit, because they don't fucking tune in. They don't tune into me, and that's a part of me just also being scared. But fuck that shit, man. They doing them. Everybody doing them. Everybody trying to make a way for themselves. I need to do the same for me. These fucking jobs is full of idiots. And where I work at, I'm African American, and I don't be around a lot of African Americans. And when I see my skin folk, people that look like me, they not from where I'm from. They got culture in them. They from across the water, got some, they immigrants or whatever, migrants. No disrespect to nobody, because I have a broad range of listeners. Shout out to y'all. But I'm just getting my shit off right now. So when I'm working in those environments, I'm below the Mason-Dixons fucking with these people. I also have a irritant, an ick about that shit. I fuck with all people that are good people. But some people, because of the way you look, you damn goddamn right, I'm hella sketchy. I'm hella sketchy about you motherfuckers. And me being sketchy has not proved to me that I'm off. That I'm off about this shit, because I'm not. I'm not, y'all. In these environments that I'm in, I don't like it. I'm very appreciative, but I created that. I knew what I wanted at the time, and I got it at the time. But this shit is for the birds. They gonna pay to forget your dreams. Like I said, I gotta go in later today, because they don't have fucking vehicles. The United States Postal Service does not have fucking vehicles for their employees to deliver fucking mail. So they want you to deliver mail like a regular car. And if you rule, I'm a rural carrier, not a city carrier where I get out and not, walk. I'm a rural carrier. Whose vehicle steering wheel is on the right side, the opposite side of a normal vehicle. Mailboxes is always on your right side when driving up and down the street. They want me to get in a motherfucking car and deliver the mail. So I challenged myself one day, and I did that shit, and I treated that shit like a city route, because I'm a bad motherfucker. And a lot of people don't even know, because I don't give a shit about the Postal Service. They are not going to be able to pay me to have a dream to be the mail lady, because the mail lady and the mailman ain't the same of what you grew up looking at. It's no future in that shit. It's no fucking future in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's no fucking future in that shit. So I just wanted to see. So I did it. I walked the rural route. And mailboxes are not that close to each other. But I walked in and I did it. Just for my personal curiosity. To challenge myself. Because I'm bored as fuck. That's the thing. I'm bored as fuck in these places. I'm so fucking bored. It makes no fucking sense. Nothing challenges me. Nothing is challenging me. I'm fucking bored. I'm bored. So I handle my shit. I do my job. The next day, they're like, well, can you do it again? And it's always some fucking bum-ass supervisor that think that they can fucking get close to you and cool with you and kiki and ask you shit that they wouldn't fucking do. And I play with these motherfuckers at the job all the time to see, just to see where their mind's at. I play this whole green, don't give a fuck, care about nothing. I'm in my jam. I'm always not really caring about much. I don't talk to people. And I always seem to have a lot of questions in regards to what should I do? And I have this I don't care attitude. And I do that just to see how a motherfucker would take advantage of you when they really believe you don't care. Because everybody else around that motherfucker is complaining or they looking sadder than a motherfucker. I hate that fucking environment. I'm tired of being around that environment. I'm a grown fucking woman at this point in my life. And I know exactly what I want. And I know exactly what I don't want. And I do not want to suffer because I need to make other people around me feel okay because I have a fucking job and I'm trying to get a fucking pay stub to get a what? To get a place to stay? I'm feeling some type of way, y'all. And this my motherfucking podcast, and I can get it up off me. And I can't be the only one. They will pay you to fucking forget your dreams, dog. I live an hour away to go in there and make some bum-ass coins, dog. I haven't made 40 hours since a little bit, a week after the holiday. I've been coming there for like 5 and 6 hour days, dog. You know what I'm saying? I gotta find other things to do to compensate for the time. So most of the time I'm sitting around, not sitting around, but I'm contemplating what the fuck do you need to do to get out of this fucking trap? I feel trapped. I feel trapped. They don't fucking deserve me, dog. And it's always somebody at these jobs that be like, why are you here? I ask myself the same fucking thing all the time, my nigga. I don't need you to ask me. But I appreciate the reminder because sometimes I just forget. Why am I here? It's obvious I don't belong. It's obvious that I have a skill that's not going to be harnessed or created within someone else's system. I need to create my own system, and I know that. But sometimes I had people around me that I thought would be a part of helping me figure this shit out. And all you motherfuckers have vanished. You know what I'm saying? I be on my solo shit. So I know it's people out here that had a friend group, a peer group, or whatever. You thought somebody would invest in your dream. And you spent all your time, energy, your prayers, your well wishes, you know what I'm saying? Mentioning their names and rooms they're never going to be in. They never thought about being in. And yet, when you get your shit and you want to do your own shit, it's no one else around to be found. So fuck them. Treat them like consumers. What the fuck are you going to do, Ty? That's me, y'all. What the fuck? What the fuck am I going to do? Because at this point, I'm emotionally bored. I'm mentally bored. I fucking hate this routine of having to get up and do some shit I don't want to fucking do. They can't pay me to forget my dreams, dog. But I need to fucking forget them. Save your money. Save your money. You got to get a job because you got to eat. You got to live. Man, fuck all that, man. I'm willing to take a risk to really live, dog. And you got to not, you can't allow what people may think of you. They may think you behind course or you not following their visual example. Like, fuck all that, man. Fuck all that and fuck them. Do you, yo. Because at this point in time, I'm trying to tell you, on February 7th, 2024, I am over the bullshit. I am over extending myself and my time, my energy for another motherfucker, dog. For what? Just to say you have a fucking job? The United States Postal Service and all those other fucking jobs are bullshit. The teachers, the police officers, the doctors, the nurses, the librarians, the janitors, the motherfucking, all that is bullshit. It's going to get you nowhere. All it's going to do is give you money just to pay a fucking bill. No type of inner joy. It's never reciprocates anything to take yourself, your higher self, to the next fucking level, dog. And we just sitting around this bitch waiting. Stop fucking waiting, dog. I kind of understand why motherfuckers scam and bam out, young. Because if you wait for this fucking system to give you what the fuck you deserve, you're not gonna have shit. You're gonna be broken from it and fucking broke. It's 2024 and niggas is making $40,000 a year. It's grossing. It's grossing. Not netting. Grossing. Trying to fucking survive, dog. I'm tired of trying to fucking survive. I want the finer things in life. And I shouldn't have to work my ass off to get pennies. To get pennies just to get a fucking pay stub, dog. It's fucking robbery. I feel like I've been robbed. I'm over this shit, dog. We don't belong in this fucking category. I'm over it. I'm over it. They're going to pay you to forget your dreams, yo. They're going to pay you to forget your dreams. Are you going to allow them to pay you to forget your dreams? Are you going to continue to allow them? And they could be anything. They could be your vices, your drinking and smoking habits, your fucking habits. You know what I'm saying? Your people-pleasing habits. You so pressed to people-please and please other people to make other people look at you like you got your shit together. Well, the whole time, you're just doing that shit to make them feel pleased. They don't have to live your life. They don't walk your shoes. They don't smell what you smell. They don't feel what you feel. They don't know what you know. We gotta stop fucking people-pleasing, y'all. We gotta fucking stop people-pleasing, yo. I wanna do what the fuck I wanna do, how I do it, because I know I can. But I keep getting distracted of this normal society bullshit that causes me to deviate from my plan, man. I am a fucking dreamer. I do shit differently. I see things differently. I have gifts within me that I know will help change my fucking world. But I keep bullshitting and being fucking scared. Of what? What the fuck are we scared from? What are we scared for? Everyone tells me I got it. Everyone tells me you got it. You got it. What you gonna do? I had shirts. I should sell them. Sell them. Sell the fucking shirts. Sell the fucking product. You got quotes for days. I got
images for days. I got sayings for days. I'm articulate. I'm special. I make you feel shit. I got a fucking story. I won't even fucking tell my story because I'm trying to please someone else and not make them feel bad because they're a part of my story. But my story can change my fucking life financially. My story can change my life financially. Why am I not telling my story, y'all? Why? What the fuck is wrong with me? Because I'm scared of what a motherfucking thing. You didn't live my story. Everyone, I watch everybody on the internet making money off of them. Catching waves off of them, dog. I need to be with them. But then I be like, damn, them niggas be doing wild shit just to get money. I ain't gonna act no fool just to get no motherfucking money, dog. But I gotta figure out a way because they starting to pay me to forget my dreams, dog. They starting to pay me to forget my dreams. And I can't forget that shit, dog. I can't. It's in me. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. And this is my safe space. This is my audio journal entry. And I feel some type of fucking way with myself, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm in relationships. I'm trying to date out here. And that shit is bullshit. That shit is bullshit for me right now. I keep trying to spin the block on this one girl. And that shit just ain't gonna fucking work, dog. We have nothing in fucking common. We have nothing in fucking common. And I keep trying to force something that ain't fucking there. I gotta start forcing the shit that really makes sense to me in my life. It's people out there that's going to love this shit. And I know it. I've been trying it since 2014. Almost 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. 10 years I've been trying to figure out what the fuck am I going to do to get away from this trap. I feel trapped. I feel trapped. I feel trapped. And I can't look at a motherfucker around me and find some type of resonation. Nobody relates to me, dog. That was in my tribe that I knew. Nobody knows me. Nobody understands me. It's nobody that called my phone. We can't talk that same shit. Fuck no. I'm tired of being trapped. I want new friends. I want new relationships. I want new money. I want new everything that has nothing to do with this bullshit out here in this world. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. If I got to come on here every fucking day and post a show, just talking about anything, yo. Sometimes it's going to be structured. I spent all this time, I had this podcast since 2018. And I've been trying to figure out how we're going to get it structured. Like the people that I watch. But that ain't me, Slim. That's not how I roll. That's not how I roll. You know what I'm saying? I want the life that I want to live right now. I want to travel the world and spread this motherfucking love through missions. Let me say it again. I want to travel the world through missions, messages, and merchandise. You know what I'm saying? And I almost was like, man, fuck this love shit because you motherfuckers ain't got no love up in y'all for real. You know what I'm saying? But who am I to say some shit like that and disregard the people that really need love? That's what I'm out here for. And I had to give a lot of that love back to myself. So I'm back. I'm back. Fuck where I was. Fuck where it started. I'm here now. Fuck what I didn't do back then. Fuck what I could have did back then. Fuck who was around back then and ain't here no more. It's time for me. It's time for us, because I know I'm not the only one. It's time for us to just fucking take the risk. Let's just take the risk. This is all passion. I ain't trying to yell, but sometimes I go back and I listen to my own shit. And I listen to myself, talk to myself, because I don't have many people around me that talk to me, dog. You know, everybody want to listen to me, but I don't have many people around me that want to talk to me. And sometimes I be needing a nigga to just talk. So I got to fucking listen to myself. I got to replay myself. I ain't failed myself. I have not. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I'm the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer. I'm going to master this craft. I got some things that I got to give up to in order to do this. I'm exercising more with my health, y'all. I found a lump on my breast. I found a lump on my breast. You know what I'm saying? I'm holistic than a motherfucker. The herbs, I've been on all that shit. If you know me, you know me. But some things you gotta try to figure out and go deeper within to get the information to heal, and I'm working on that. But what if I got cancer? What if I had cancer? And I'm sitting here wasting my fucking time with these jobs. I could have cancer. I have a lump on my breast. I can have cancer, and I'm still being afraid to chase my fucking dream, dog. And I keep accepting this bullshit, this mediocre bullshit, yo. I keep accepting it. I'm so special, nigga. My mama had 11 kids. I'm the only one that got put up for adoption, nigga. I'm the only fucking one. I am fucking special. I am special, dog. It's a reason, dog. It's a reason. And I'm not supposed to just fold up to this society. I'm supposed to help people. I'm supposed to change the ecosystem, spread love through these ethers. And I took time. I'm taking time. And I'm healing myself because I know I have a grand assignment. But I can have cancer in my breast right now. And I'm sitting here wondering about a fucking dumbass job, dog. That job don't do shit for me. You know what I'm saying? Nigga grown in the 30s. In my 30s. In 2024, you tell me you can survive off $1,000. There's so much money out there for me, dog. I want it. I be barking at God. I be barking at the moon. Like, dog, what is it? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What did I do to get here? I don't want to live no mediocre ass fucking life no more, dog. I don't want to live this mediocre shit no fucking more. I want to do what I want to do and make a living off of it. I study the business. I don't have time to get shit in order and then decide if I want to do it. I want to do it now. So I'm going to be on this podcast. Y'all going to show me some fucking love. I got a new motherfucking machine. I got a new equipment. I don't know if y'all can hear me, if it's all good. I'm a little stuffy, but this is my audio journal right now, and I'm feeling some motherfucking type of way, and I'm tired of them motherfucking paying me to forget my dreams, dog. Yeah, we transparent over here. Y'all heard me cry on this bitch before. What's up? And I need y'all to fucking tune in. If y'all gonna fuck with me, fuck with me. If you gonna listen to this shit, goddamn subscribe, goddamn share my shit. Because I realize I can't do it without y'all. I've been trying to duck it. Like, I ain't trying to ask them to do shit. But I need y'all, dog. I can't do it by myself. I need somebody to share this love, share this gift, share my gift, dog. Share my gift. I ask you for no money. But just know this love shit ain't for free no more, dog. Because I experienced some things and I have a real testimony and I can help people. I can help people. I know I'm meant to help people. I'm going to help people. But as of right now, I got to get out my own way. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what the fuck I'm going to do. Hey, remember, the demons are having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguise as success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. Sometimes you just got to get it up off you. It's not all bad, you know? But I come here because it's my safe space that I created. And I'm manifesting my frequencies, my vocal frequencies out to the world that one day somebody going to hear this. Somebody going to hear me. Somebody going to think of me. And somebody going to be like, look, she been doing the work. Let me just give her a chance. Let me just give a nigga a chance. I need new people around me. I need new friends. I don't have no real friends right now in my life. I cut all that shit off. Some naturally, and some I had to do it by force. I don't fuck with you niggas no more. I ain't been fucking with you. My heart wouldn't allow me to let that shit alone. But with this new shit that I got coming, because it's on the way. This new shit coming, and it's on the way. This new shit is coming, and it's on the way. This new shit is coming, and it's on the way. And y'all can't be around that shit. Y'all can't reap the benefits off this because I'm going to fucking make it, dog. And I don't know who out there praying for me, but I appreciate y'all for praying for me. But at this point in my time in my life, I don't have no room to be playing. And I ain't got no room to be playing nobody else's games and their plans. That's your fucking plan. I have my fucking plan. And I may not goddamn write my shit down all the time. I may not have this bullet points. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I don't operate like that. I got to stop trying to operate off of another nigga momentum. Like, nigga, that's how you fucking get down. You need fucking structure. You need all of this. That's not how I operate. My shit is I'm a divine ultralight being flying around this motherfucking world at all times. My energy is out there. I take divine signals. I catch downloads and my instincts and my motherfucking gut. I trust my gut. Every time I never trusted my gut ended up hurting because it was a blow to the gut. Because, bitch, you knew that. My gut told me that not to fuck with that, not to fuck with this person, not to say that, you know what I'm saying? To do this, to fuck with this person, to say that. And then every time I went opposite, it's a problem. So I'm trusting my motherfucking guts. Hey, shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor, my loved ones, my listeners. I don't know if the volume loud. I don't know what the fuck going on, but it's 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 to be exact right now, February the 7th, 2024, and I had to get this off my chest. This is my audio journal entry. I'm thinking about doing this at least once a month, or at least twice a month. I like twice a month, you know? It's all me, baby. Don't nobody call me. I don't have nobody to call 5 a.m. when my dreams is in my head and I need somebody to talk to get that shit out. I don't have that shit, but that don't matter. That's no longer going to stop me. You know what I'm saying? I've been spreading this motherfucking love for a minute. And to say that I feel like I get that shit back the way that I want, I would say no. But vibrational currency, I get that. I may not get it from the people that I wanted it from, but I learned that, you know, you get it everywhere else, man. What you don't get here is going to be compensated in the world. So sometimes you can't look for others that you know to give you what you give them. Just give it. Just fucking give it. Give the love. Don't hold your love, man. Don't fucking hold your love. But hold your motherfucking heart. Hold your mind. You know, stand on your square because they're going to pay you to forget your dreams. They're going to pay you. They're going to pay you to be like, fuck you, come to work. This is my time, do what the fuck we got to do. And we don't have all our shit together. It's required of you to do the best that you're going to do on this job to give 110%. But you don't have 100% to give me in order to do the job. So I have to use extra. That's what I'm saying. You get on these jobs, you got to use extra. They don't have everything that's needed for you to do the job that they want done. And they want you to give extra. They will pay you to forget your dreams, dog. That extra that you need for your dreams, the job wants you to fucking give it to them. And all they give you is a bum ass paycheck. It's not fucking 1999. It's not 2009. It's not 2019. It's 2024. And it's up to you to realize if this shit is for you or not. I ain't talking about nobody who got kids or people they raising or got. Nah, this for the ones that took a fucking sacrifice not to get caught up in the society bullshit, the societal trap. Because that's what I see. When I see marriages, when I see jobs, niggas on jobs, just, you know, fighting, just, I gotta pay my electric bill. Or I gotta work so I can at least get 1 week out the year for a vacation. 1 week out the year for a vacation? They ain't got shit for you, cuz. They're going to keep paying you to forget your dreams. You're going to keep paying yourself to forget your dreams. Being so fucking humble to another nigga's work. We gotta step out there and do our own shit. I'm going to do my own shit, dog. I'm going to do my own shit. And keep telling yourself, even if the days be going by and you're still trying to figure out why, just keep trying, dog. Keep crying if you gotta cry that shit out. Keep being frustrated. Because the day you're not frustrated about this shit is the day that you content. So if you ain't frustrated about this shit, you content. I've been forcing myself not to be frustrated about it. It's not like I have anybody to talk to about it anyway. So when I talk to myself, I get a kind of frustrated. But you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that, y'all. Fuck that. Fuck that. You see it all the time. Niggas start off with one shirt, one episode, one post, one reel. You know what I'm saying? One design, one creation. You know what I'm saying? One jar, one t-shirt, one toothbrush. Like, get out there. We can get out there. We can sell some shit. Everybody else selling shit. I never had nobody to teach me how to sell nothing. I never had nobody teach me the art of selling and how to fucking make money off of selling, but I ain't gonna use that as no excuse. I got family members, people all around me that made a living outside of their jobs. Never taught me shit, but I'm not gonna use that as an excuse to go out there and do my own thing. So what? I had to get over it. Fuck them. So what? They teach me. It wasn't meant to be, dog. You expect it because he means your close people. You be like, damn, I know these niggas ain't just living off a paycheck, a work check. Put me on. But ain't nobody gonna put your ass on. That's what you gotta realize. Ain't nobody gonna put your ass on. Especially if you in the African American community, if you African American, niggas don't put niggas on. They keep the game to themselves, dog. So don't look forward to that shit. I used to look forward, be like, damn, somebody gonna help me or show me or tell me and get this and this. Ain't nobody gonna tell you shit. All they gonna do is tell you what the fuck they bought from doing what they gotta do. They gonna try to show off. They gonna show you their new car. They show you their new gifts. They gonna show you their new certificate, their new degree, everything. But they ain't gonna tell you how to fucking get it. So at this point in time, you gotta say fuck that shit. That shit don't matter. And so what? Congratulations to them. Happy for them, but I need to get some shit myself, dog. And you don't always have to treat everybody else like you were treated. So if it's somebody that you see that need help and you mastered a specific game or you know the objective, you know the game's objective, share that shit. That's what's wrong with us in the Black community. All we do is withhold information from each other. You know what I'm saying? It's a motherfucker. It's probably your motherfucker. Somebody parent. They won't even let you touch the mail. That's how Black people are, dog. They won't even let you see their mail. But you ain't even really looking at the mail. You're just getting the fucking mail. But they not gonna show you that this piece of information that they know or they got. So they don't want you asking questions. So they hide shit from you. So that's why you gotta be like, fuck them and get your own shit. Because those type of motherfuckers will pay you to forget your dreams too. Hey, podcast, you know, I love your whole life. I just came on here to vent because I'm feeling a certain type of way. And when I go out in this world, I don't want to transmit that energy. I don't want to project. And I don't want to continue to hold this shit in. But I feel some type of way right now on the stage. I feel some type of way about my career. I feel some type of way about old friendships. Because I don't fuck with you niggas. Let's get that twist. Let's get that on wax. I don't fuck with y'all. I don't have many friends. And let me give you a word of advice. Stop watching other friends be friends to their friends. You get the fuck out the way and find your own friends. I'm feeling some type of way about this relationship dating that I was in. Just try shit. That shit ain't nothing. Hold out until you find your person. Hold out until you find your person. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't meant for each other. I'm trying to tell you. Everybody ain't meant for each other. If you can take a certain amount of time to be abstinent, celibate, anything to get that lust up off you so you won't have many distractions, do so. But those are three things I've been feeling some type of way about for about a year. Ever since I got home. Ever since I came back to the East Coast, should I say. Because this ain't my home. You know, home is going to be where my heart is and where I created that. And I have not created that yet. I had a couple practices, but no. But that's what I feel some type of way about. And I know I'm not the only one, dog. And I don't know if you looking for music and you're looking for segments and all this other bullshit. This is my motherfucking audio podcast. And this is why this shit's so dope. And it's made with so much fucking love. You know what I'm saying? I do it my way. Stop being afraid to do shit your way. When you know your way works for you. Can't nobody tell you nothing else. You can't go to somebody else who's made their way work for them and try to change their way. So stop letting them motherfucking change yours before you create your own way. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. I'm out here 2024. I'm singing a motherfucking love. I'm going to be adamant about these podcast episodes, and I'm keeping my word to myself. Merch is on the way. They will pay you to forget your dreams. Merch is on the way. I found me a new graphic designer. I found somebody with a good spirit on the surface level that I think is okay to touch this product. Cause it's not about the price. It's about the touch. Cause we really out here spreading this motherfucking love. And when you put on this merchandise, this shit changed your life. You just got to believe. That's all. That's what I say every time, though. And I have many, many, many reference stories to where that has occurred. Where somebody had on the love. They had the love on. And shit worked out. And I got all these stories. And I still be doubting myself. Ain't that the fucking craziest shit ever? I know I'm not insane or crazy. But it's something crazy in me that's keep thinking that I can't do this shit. I don't know why. That's because it's so different. Nobody can relate to this. There's nobody with a blueprint. Now, you can sell some merch that got love on it. Spread love. Ultimate vibes and peace and all this other shit. But I have yet to met somebody who made their lifestyle merch. You tell me how to do that. You tell me. Tell me how to create a lifestyle for yourself and then make it into merch. You know what I'm saying? You tell me that. While you're in the midst of creating this lifestyle. That's the thing. I'm still living this lifestyle and I'm creating the foundation for my lifestyle. And then my lifestyle just happens to be very marketable. But you tell me somebody who found it enough in their heart in the beginning to just be like, man, we just gonna make money. Fuck the lifestyle. We just gonna make money off this. If you tell me who that person is, I don't never want to meet them. Because like I said, it ain't like this. It's different over here. It's a Dope Made with Love show. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I'm about to get up, get ready, go into this job. You know what I'm saying? And keep treating them like I'm treating them. Because they ain't going to pay you to forget your fucking dreams. Because all the motherfuckers in there has paid themselves. I don't care. You got a kid. You paid yourself with the kid to forget your dream. Kids are blessings. But they're blessings. But it's also a part of life and nature. When you have sex, a man and a woman have sex. Or an egg and a sperm get together. Here comes a fucking baby. It's nothing new. It's nothing extravagant. And it's nothing that is mandatory. It's nothing that's mandatory at the time that you deemed it. So when you had a kid when you was young and all that other shit, and it deter you from your dreams, then that's on you. Because the kids will pay you to forget your dreams too. Trust me, I'm at that age where I've seen my friends' dreams vanish because of their kids and their significant others. But yet I got to be a hater because I don't want to be around that shit. I don't want to be around none of that shit. Nah, because you ain't dreaming no more. At this point, you're just an adult and a parent. And there's so much more to life than that. I know that sounds crazy to you. You know what I'm saying? But it don't to me. Because that's what I thought about. Where am I at before I even bring somebody else into my life or into this world? That's how selfless I am. I take that into consideration. Let me get me together the way I want to be together in order before I bring somebody into my world that I'm in love with, and I also bring a child into this world, into my world. Never. Never. And if it don't work out, it don't work out. But I also can't do that and not chase my fucking dream, because it's like, well, you might as well just done that. I ain't gonna wrap y'all up too much. Like I said, this is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Remember, the demons are having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. The dress to impress, disguise and success. Please, please, please. Don't get caught slipping, man. I am the neighborhood love dinner again. Thank you for listening. Tune me up. Ask a question or whatever. I don't know where you're listening to, you know? And I don't know if my people I really know be listening to this shit, dog. I ain't gonna hold you. I've grown to have no faith that my folks support me like I think they should, like I have. But I'm not arrogant or mean-spirited to be like, I shouldn't have support them. And I don't expect them to support me like I support them or have supported them in many ways. You know what I'm saying? I ain't that one. But I know for sure somebody that I know ain't fucking listening. Now nobody calls my phone and says, what's up with your podcast? Oh, I heard you say this. I'm just keeping it a bean, nigga. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all don't fuck with me like I thought so. That's why I be on edge too, because a lot of people I thought fuck with me didn't fuck with me. All they did was take from me. They allowed me to give and they took it. So all that love, encouragement, and all that shit, which was genuine from the heart, you motherfuckers had nothing in return for me. And y'all took that shit somewhere else and never even spent a block. That's why I'm doing my own fucking thing, yo. I don't call, check up on nobody. I don't do none of that shit no more. Unless I really feel I had to go on my way and really feel. Some people I had to go on my way and tell them, I don't appreciate how you don't be hollering at me. Still not hollering at me. But that's another episode. That's going to be another journal entry, an audio journal entry. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to do these twice a month because I need it. And therapy is getting expensive. You know, I've been in therapy too. But that $150, $200 a session, that's been crushing me. And like I said, they're going to pay you to forget your dreams, give you pennies. So that's why I really need a lot of money, because I got shit to do. That's bigger than just paying bills. You're not gonna keep throwing bills up in my face. They will get done when they'll get taken care of when they get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing getting shut off or taken. All that other extra shit, they will get theirs when they get theirs. I'm on a mission to get mine. So I hope you are too. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. Like I said, I'm the neighborhood love dealer, and I'm out this bitch. Like, subscribe, hit the Instagram page, all right? Do something, holler at me. What's up?